This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. There will soon be a change made to a dangerous intersection in Lapeer County. The Michigan Department of Transportation has approved placing a flashing overhead signal light at the intersection of Van Dyke Road, M53, and Hollow Corners Road. There's also been several major accidents at that intersection this year, as well as in previous years. The date to install the flashing overhead signal at the intersection has not yet been scheduled. With the Michigan Department of Transportation's decision to add a traffic signal at that intersection, residents are hoping that the state agency will also consider creating a center turn lane on M53 that would make it easier and safer to turn off or on to that road. And another news for today. There was a special moment during Monday's Fairgrove Township meeting when four decades of service were recognized with a congressional resolution. Cole Wood, a representative from Congresswoman Lisa McClain's office, attended the meeting in order to present Keith Ader with the Special Recognition Proclamation for his years of service. Ader was honored for his 40 years serving on the Vassar Area Ambulance Board as the Fairgrove Township representative, and was also recognized for his prior 40 years of service on the Fairgrove Township Board before retiring as supervisor. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hey, Tyler Hansen here with Al Hansen Motors. It's time to score big on a premium used vehicle from Al Hansen Motors. Football season is on its way, but the deals at Al Hansen Motors are happening now. And remember, every vehicle in our regular inventory comes with a free in-house powertrain warranty. The first is a 2021 Chevy Equinox LT. It's all-wheel drive, has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, automatic brights, lane keep assist, power liftgate, and more. It has 23,000 miles and we're asking $22,780. Need a third row SUV? We have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's all-wheel drive, has a naturally aspirated 3.6 V6, remote start, power liftgate, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and more. It has 93,000 miles and we're asking $23,480. And if you need to save at the pump, we have two gas savers for you. The first is a 2023 Chevy Malibu LT. Heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, a backup camera, and up to 35 miles per gallon. It has 54,000 miles and we're asking $18,980. And wrapping up this week, I have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It's fully loaded and gets up to 30 miles per gallon. With 41,000 miles, we're asking $16,580.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. A 3-year contract for fire protection services from the Marathon Area Fire Authority has been drawn up by Oregon Township. When the new contract begins on September the 1st, the cost for fire services will increase from $85,055 up to $96,224. On the second year, fire services will increase to $101,809, and then in 2028, the contract will allow an increase to $107,394. The township contracts with both the Lapeer Fire and Rescue and the Marathon Area Fire Authority. Residents pay a $45 a year assessment for fire protection. It's anticipated that the assessment costs will also increase in order to keep pace with the charge for services. And another news for today. The ACW Unionville Fire Department Rescue had a busy morning yesterday on Wednesday, August the 19th. At around 7:40 a.m. yesterday, the Unionville Fire Department was dispatched to the end of Vassar Road, which is a dead-end road outside of Unionville, for the report of a vehicle in the water with a single occupant inside. When first responders arrived on the scene, they found a Jeep Wrangler stranded in approximately 3 to 4 feet of water, about 100 yards from the shoreline. Firefighters donned special water rescue suits and deployed a rapid deployment craft in order to reach the vehicle. Rescue personnel conducted an immediate medical assessment on the scene while taking all necessary precautions before safely transferring the occupant from the water to the rapid deploy craft and then transporting the person back to shore. The driver was alive and well, and the patient's care was turned over to the ACW Ambulance Service and MMR for evaluation. The Unionville Fire Department crew remained on the scene in order to assist D&J Towing in safely extracting the vehicle from the water. All units cleared the scene by 9:45 a.m. The Unionville Fire Department thanked the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office, the ACW Ambulance Service, MMR, and D&J Towing for all of their assistance and seamless interagency cooperation during the incident. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. The latest Thumarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.